Exercise 2. Now and then a tree, cracked by the frost, made the forest resound. We only once heard the sound of a living creature. Something rustled close to us and then rushed away. I felt sure it was the deer, but when we went to the spot where the sound had come, we found the footmarks of hares and saw several young aspen trees with their bark gnawed. We had startled some hares while they were feeding. We came out on the road and followed it, dragging our snowshoes behind us. It was easy walking now. Our snowshoes clattered as they slid behind us from side to side of the hard-trodden road. The snow creaked under our boots, and the cold hoarfrost settled on our faces like down. Seen through the branches, the stars seemed to be running to meet us, now twinkling, now vanishing, as if the whole sky were on the move.